come, we thank you for the morning. Thank you for warming our hearts. Thank you for thy sweet Holy Spirit that speaks to us and comforts us and allows us to praise you. Oh, you're wonderful. Help us now, I pray. Search me, that they be nothing to hurt you. And Lord, I pray that you might give me power, but most of all, Father, that thy word might speak into hearts this morning. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. Again, this morning, I want you to know that what we're preaching on salvation this morning. We have been the past few Sundays trying to stay centered upon salvation, upon people being saved, needing saved, getting saved. And the greatest thing you could ever do in your life, the greatest thing you could ever do is to be saved. That's the greatest thing you could ever, if you're not saved, the greatest thing you can ever, the greatest accomplishment in your life would be to be saved, to come to Christ and to be saved. Last Sunday morning we preached on you must be born again. And you know why? You must be born again. You must be. You must come to Christ and let Him change your life. You cannot change it. Reformation will not help you. You must be regenerated. You must be born again. But this morning, we don't just want to say that again. We want you to listen, and I want to plead with you this morning to be saved. I want to tell you that you need saved. I want to beg you to be saved this morning. But I want you to understand, and I want to give you a warning about what's ahead if you don't get saved. If you don't get saved, I want you to know what is ahead for you this morning. Look with me in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. And we'll start at verse 19. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. We have the account of the rich man and Lazarus in this passage. And this account, we're not going to debate and try to prove to you there's a hell. I'm not going to try to go through all that. I'm just going to tell you this morning that there's a hell. And if you're lost, that's where you're going. You're going to hell this morning without Christ. If you're not saved, if you've never been born again and you're not saved, then you are going to hell this morning. And you're not going to hell because you drink or dope or cuss or do this. You're going to hell because you reject Jesus Christ. But you don't have to go to hell this morning. You don't have to do that. But I'm telling you, that's where you're headed. And the title of the message this morning is, Please Don't Go to Hell. Please Don't Go to to hell this morning. If whatever it takes for you this morning, please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't die unsaved. Please don't reject Jesus Christ and go to hell this morning. You're lost and you need Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Please don't go to hell. Please. I know people that's in hell this morning. I know that's where they're at. That was a testimony that they left, that they're in hell. I've watched them reject Christ as they were dying. And they went to hell rejecting Christ right on their deathbed. That in total rebellion, that would shake their head as I tried to beg them to come to Christ and say, "Will you trust Christ, you're dying," and in rebellion, no, shake their head, no. I know people that's in hell. I know people that's going to hell. I know people all over that's going to hell this morning. I've got friends that's going to hell. I've got people I think highly of that's going to hell. I know old men and old women that's going to hell. I know middle-aged men and women that's going to hell. Hey, I know children, young people that's going to hell. I've got family that's going to hell. They're lost without God. They're lost without hope. Please don't go to hell. I know I've watched them pull their feet out of the fire as they would go to hell. I've watched them pull their feet up into bed because the flame was hot. Please don't go to hell. I've listened to them reject. Please don't go to hell. Hear me this morning. If there's anything you got inside of you that's blocking you, get shut of it this morning. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Can I tell you this morning, listen carefully, that some of you that are listening to me this morning will go to hell. I know people that's going out there, but there's people in this church. There's people disguised as church members. You come every Sunday. You carry your Bible. You've even taught a class. You've stood and give a testimony about something good that's happened, but you've never been truly born again. You're a liar and a deceiver, and you've deceived yourself, and you're not saved. You prayed a little prayer, and somebody patted you on the back, or somebody prayed for you, but that's not what saved you this morning. You must repent and turn to Jesus Christ. And people that come to church every day are lost without God. Please don't go to hell this morning. You're not going to go to and be saved because your mommy or your daddy or because of your heritage or because of your riches or because of anything you do. But there must be a time that you come to Him in faith believing, broken because you're a sinner and you're rebellious against God, and He rejected Him. There has to be that time that you come to Him and repent of your sins. And if not, you're going to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please, please. I talked with a woman last night. I've talked with people this week, but I talked with a woman last night. I stopped at the food line, running there for a minute, and standing there, and this lady, I spoke to her, said, "How are you?" She said, "Fine." She said, "How are you?" I said, "God has been good to me. He has saved me, and I should be in hell. And I just want to tell you how good God's been to me." And she said, "Oh no, you would never go to hell. And nobody does that. Everybody goes." I said, "No, no, no. I was wicked. I was a wretch. Oh, can I tell you that God saved me, and I'm not going to hell." And she said, "Oh no, No. She wouldn't listen. She wouldn't hear it. But can I tell you this morning, if you're not saved, you're going to go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. When I read about this rich man and Lazarus, I believe the reason that the rich man's name was not given is because of the loving compassion of a Savior that didn't want the family to see it there all the time. That's what I believe. I believe it was a certain rich man. I believe it was a certain rich man. I don't believe this is a parable. I believe it was a certain rich man. And Lazarus' name was given because they wanted the family to know that he's okay. Are you hearing me? But I want you to know it says that it was a certain rich man. And there was a certain beggar. And that beggar, he was just poor. There ain't nothing wrong with being poor. There ain't nothing wrong with being poor. I was raised poor as far as worldly things go, but I was rich in what was in my home. Huh? Are you hearing me? And now there's a problem being dirty. Nobody ought to be dirty and stink. You ought to bathe. There's a river out there, a creek out there. Everybody ought to be clean. But there's nothing wrong with being poor. You know? And Lazarus, he was a beggar. And all he wanted was a little bit of crumbs. He didn't desire a whole lot in this life. Can I tell you? I was going to tell you, I'm a beggar. Just trying to tell another beggar where to find bread. Yes. Huh? But I don't desire much in this. If I just had a little crumbs, that'll get me through today. That's all I need. Because there's a better place and a better land. And it's going to be okay. It don't matter what goes on here, because I know what's going to go on there. We've done sung about it. Huh? Are you hearing me? But oh, please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Hell is real. Hell is real. Jesus preaches this himself. He says that the rich man died in verse 23, and in hell he lifts up his eyes, being in torments. Being in torments, he said, and in hell he lifts up his eyes. Jesus didn't preach on heaven, but one time that I find in the scripture, when he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. That's the only big message that I know that he preached on heaven. But can I tell you, over and over, he said about hell, he said, except you repent, you will perish unless you repent, you shall perish. He preached about the everlasting fire and the furnace of fire, where the smoke ascendeth up forever, where the hell was created for the devil and his angels. He preached about hell. He warned about hell. He told about hell. And here he gives the complete message just on hell and shows that men go to hell and women go to hell. The first funeral that I ever had, we was talking about this last night. I was over at Doug Holly's preaching ordination. The preacher was just sitting there talking, and they was talking about what they had done, preachers' funerals and everything. And I got to thinking, the first funeral that I ever had was Virgie Gilkerson. Was her the first funeral that I ever preached, and she was wicked as wicked could be. She left a testimony that she hated the preachers, she hated the Bible, she hated the church. She said, I want everybody to know it, and I'm dying that way. And her daughter was saved and a member of the church where I was pastoring. She said, will you preach mommy's funeral? She died and went to hell, but I want you to preach anyhow. That was what was told me. That was my first funeral. Yeah. Women go to hell. Yes. Men go to hell. Yes. Young people go to hell. Yes. You hearing me? Yeah. I visited a home several years ago, and the home was rough, just rough. They worked, but they were just rough. And I begged them to the Lord, and finally said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll come to church next Sunday. We'll come to church next Sunday. I said, well, that'll be great. You come next Sunday, but you need the Lord. Can I tell you what she done? What the woman done? The man went out to cut his grass. She took three cans of beer that they had left over from their lunch and went upstairs and put a .38 revolver in her mouth and blowed her brains out. And they called me to come and help clean everything up and take them. And can I tell you, that woman, she went to hell. Yes, She went to hell rejecting Christ. This is not a game. Hell is real. Hell is real. I've done been in the hospital rooms. I've done heard the scream. I've done been there to the homes. I've done watched them as they go out into eternity without God. I've done listened to them blaspheme and reject God and reject Christ. I've done had them spit on the Bible and spit on the church and say everybody can go to hell and I don't care, and they went to hell just that way. Can I tell you that hell's real? Hell is real. It's not a figment of my imagination. The Bible teaches it, but I've watched people go there. You say, well, that's impossible. No, I've watched it. I've watched it. Hell is real. Please don't go to hell. Hell is eternal. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Hell's eternal. Hell's eternal. Hear me this morning. Hell is a place. It says in verse 28 in Luke 16, it says, for I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place. It's a place the same as Somersville, West Virginia, 807 West Webster Road, Somersville, West Virginia is a place. Hell is a literal place. It's a place. Don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell this morning. Hell is a place. Hell's eternal. Hell is real this morning. Jesus said it has unquenchable fire. Jesus says it is a furnace of fire. Jesus says it's outer darkness. Jesus says it's where the smoke ascendeth and the fire is not quenched. Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. It's a place where the maggots and everything. He compared it to the Gehenna, the trash dump outside the city of Jerusalem. He compared it to that as the maggots would eat on the bodies of the criminals. They didn't waste time burying a criminal. They take them out there in a trash heap and they throw them out there, and whether they was dead or not, they didn't care. They just throw them out there. They break their legs and fix it where they couldn't crawl off, and the maggots would go in and the worms would go in and out their body, and they would have a horrible death. And Jesus compared hell to that very thing right there. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Don't go there. Don't go there this morning. You don't have to go. Please don't go this morning. Please don't go there. The crying and the weeping. They would set the trash heaps on fire, and as they would burn the trash, the bodies would catch fire and they would burn alive. But yet the Bible says that the beast and the false prophet were cast alive into the lake of fire. Can I tell you that you'll be cast alive into the lake of fire to burn? You say, yeah, I thought I would die. Yeah, and he's going to raise you up and he's going to give you a body, as I have an eternal body made special to enjoy the bliss of heaven. You'll have an eternal body that'll be able to suffer the damnation of hell. Hell's real. Hell's fire. Hell's hot. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. Oh, don't go to hell this morning. If you can do anything in this world to keep from it, don't go to hell this morning. Don't go to hell this morning. All the suffering that this world has ever known, all the abuse and all the suffering and all the sorrow, and all the things that this world has ever known, these last going on right 6,000 years, does not compare to 1 second in hell. Don't compare to what you've never had a bad day here. You don't understand. Nobody here has had a bad day here. The worst day here is a trillion times better than the best day in hell. You can't even imagine. Please don't go to hell this morning. Don't go to hell. I read here about this rich man. It says that he was being in torments. Not one torment, but many torments. Many torments. And he said, cries for mercy in verse 24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy. But there's no mercy. There ain't no mercy. There ain't none. Huh? There's mercy today. There's grace today. There's salvation today. There's a way out today. But this might be all she wrote for you. Huh? I've buried little babies, innocent as they could be, carried in a little casket just by daddy. Not very long at all. I'll never forget that white wicker casket. It wasn't as wide as this pulpit. And that daddy carried that little baby. Oh, it's what it was still, though it was sad that I know that that baby was innocent and it's with the Lord. Huh? But I've also watched them carry the 12-year-olds. Huh? And I've stood and led the casket as the 12-year-olds. Huh? They went out into eternity. Had a boy that I watched get saved. Baptized him, and not long after I baptized him, the principal at the Fayetteville school took him and abused him and murdered him down on the New River. Had him in Bible school, taught him, and I led that casket out to the cemetery. Huh? 12-year-old murdered. You don't know. You don't know. 12 years old. Good boy. Good boy, but out into eternity. See, it ain't just old people that die. Huh? I led the casket to a young man. What was he, 16 years old, I suppose. Most everybody around here knew Kevin Burdett or Big Jim Burdett. Him and Big Jim, his daddy was just driving down 19 toward about 60, talking. Jim looked over because Kevin had got quiet. And there Kevin had done went out to meet the Lord. Just for no reason. For no reason. The autopsy report came through, and the autopsy was this. I'm sorry, but there's no reason your son should have died. All we can say is that God called him. That's what the autopsy said. Can I tell you, everybody goes. Everybody dies at different ages. But can I tell you, everybody don't go to heaven. Everybody don't go to heaven. Everybody don't, are you listening? Everybody don't go to heaven. There's more that goes to hell than goes to heaven. The Bible says that straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Even the world, the ungodly world, knows that more people go to hell than heaven. You say, how do you know? Well, what's about the song? The song they sing about a stairway to heaven, right? But they also sing the song, a highway to hell. There are more people on a highway than they are a stair step. Okay? See, the world even says, they know. I'm telling you, please don't go to hell today. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Are you listening to me this morning? Can I tell you? You say, well, why? I don't understand. Can I tell you that God's holiness and perfection demands there's a hell? God's holiness and perfection demands there's a hell. He's righteous. He's holy. He's pure. Huh? And it demands, God's righteousness demands that there's a hell. Romans 6:23 will tell us that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. It says in Hebrews 2:2 that every transgression and disobedience receives a reward. God, in His righteousness, demands that there's a hell. That there's a penalty. God's wrath demands that there's a hell. Punishment. Now, hear me today. Sin has to be punished. And it'll either be punished with you going to hell or punished in Christ as you accept Him. But your sin has to be punished. Are you hearing me? Let me say that again. Your sin has to be punished. It'll either be punished with you going to hell, or it'll be punished in Christ as He died in your place and became sin for you, and you trust Him. But it has to be paid for, because God's perfect. And He demands that. He demands that. And you say, well, I don't think it's fair. Then get saved. Get saved. But hell is real. Hell not just for old people. Hell not just for the people in jail, the murderers, and the child abuse. No, hell's for the upright. The church member. Huh? That disguised himself as a Christian. Huh? And there's many, there's some in this church today. You say, well, who are they? I'm not going to call no names. I don't know. But I guarantee you, there's church members that'll go to hell out of this church congregation today. You say, well, that's an awful broad statement. I believe there's more lost in the church than they are saved. You say, well, I don't believe it. Well, how you living? How come there wasn't no change? How come ain't no change in you? How come you act just like you always act? Talk just like you always talk. Do what you always done. How come? How come you all got that desire? Because you ain't saved. Yeah, but I don't care if you're baptized till you know where the crack's at in the bottom of the baptistry. I don't care. It don't matter. How many times you've been baptized, or how many times you've been forward. If there's not been no change, you're lost. There's not been no change, you're lost. You hear me? Lost people go to hell. Lost people go to hell. God's holiness demands it. He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Huh? God demands it this morning. Please don't go to hell. God's love. Listen to this. God's love. God's love demands that there's a hell. And you'll say, wait a minute, that don't make sense. God has promised me love and protection, has He not? I'm saying, He's going to protect me from the vile and the wicked. Even God's love dictates that there's a hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. Please. Hell separates this morning. Hell separates family. It separates friends. It separates husbands. It separates wives. It separates children. It separates moms and dads from their children. It separates husbands from their wives and wives from their husbands. It separates. It separates. Are you listening to me this morning? It separates. I've told it before, and Carolyn can witness to this herself, about a little girl that she had in Sunday school, and I watched her grow up to so big had her in Bible school. And one Sunday, I'd went and visited, and there was three lost men there at the Mount Lookout Church in the old sanctuary. There was two banks of pews. And on this bank of pews, on the aisle side, on the back seat, and the next seat up, and the next seat up, there was three couples that sat there. And the three men were all lost. And as they sat there, I am not going to call their name, but as they sat there, and I preached to them, and all three of the men raised their hand that they was lost, and asked me to pray for them, and acknowledged that they wanted to be saved, but not today. That very week, that was on Sunday morning, that very week, they called me to come to the house on Saturday. And I went into the house, and there was a broken-hearted wife, and that little blonde-haired girl ran up and grabbed me and said, "Preacher, please tell me that Daddy didn't go to hell. Please tell me that Daddy didn't go to hell." And all I could do was to hug her. And I had her funeral down here at the funeral home in White's. And she hugged on me the day of the funeral. And she said, "Preacher, please tell me that my daddy didn't go to hell." and all I could do was hug her. I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't say nothing. Can I tell you, he died. He went to hell. That was the testimony that he left. One of the other men got saved in this very, in the old sanctuary. And the other man is a very prominent man in the county now. And he has nothing to do with God, though there be a little bit of religion about him. And he's very prominent, very rich in the county now. But them three men sit there that Sunday morning. Are you hearing me today? People go to hell. I'll never forget little Paige. That was her name. I'll never forget her coming. Oh, beautiful blonde hair. Hugging, please, preacher. Please, preacher. Tell me. Oh, can I tell you, there's nothing like that when they come to you and ask. I can't even just, please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. You ask me why I preach the way I do, and you ask me why I pray the way I do, and you ask me why I try to get you to go and to do. Hey, it's because of things like that that I'll never, ever get out of my mind as they beg me to tell them, and I can't tell them no different because they're in hell. In hell. The separation of moms and dads. I've done stood at the caskets and watched wives come and lay down in the casket, lay over in the casket and weep and say, I've listened. Oh, I've heard them say goodbye. I love you, but goodbye. Oh, you say, preacher, that's not true. Oh, yes, I've done it. I've stood at the casket and listened to the wives tell their husbands goodbye. Because they were lost. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. It's real. It's real this morning. As sure as I'm standing here, it's real this morning. Please don't go to hell. It separates family. Hell separates you from all that's good, all that's right, all that's peaceful. Huh? It separates you. But you say, oh, and it separates you from God. Can I tell you that God runs hell? Look at me this morning. God runs hell. Satan don't run hell. Satan going to hell. Huh? And he's not going to hell as a ruler. He's going to hell as an inmate. But God runs hell. And God's wrath is only given out by God. And hell is the wrath of God. And God will be the one. If there's anybody stoking the fire, it's God. Are you hearing me? And you're separated from everything. Everything that's good. Everything that's holy. Everything that's pure. Every prayer will haunt you. Every prayer will haunt you. If I do not raise your hand, well, maybe it wouldn't hurt to raise your hand. How many of you saved men here, or saved women, either one? How many heard mommy pray before you ever got saved? How many of you ever heard your mommy praying for you because you was lost and undone? Can I tell you, there's many this morning that's heard mama pray and heard daddy pray, and they're going to go to hell for an eternity, and they're going to be hearing mama and daddy pray. They're going to be hearing little children. I've knelt down with the children here in this church, and the children downstairs, and I've watched them over the years, and I've listened to them pray for daddy and pray for mama. Can I tell you that you'll go to hell and you'll hear that for eternity as your wives and husbands and children have prayed for you. Please don't go to hell this morning. Don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please, please don't go to hell this morning. I've listened to them. I've listened to mommy's pray and daddy's pray. Every sermon that you ever heard, you'll hear it again in hell. And it'll be of no use, but you'll hear it echo in your mind. And you say, I don't believe that. Well, does it not say right here in chapter in Luke 24, verse 24, he says, or 25, it said, but Abraham said, son, remember. Hey, he's talking to the man in hell and says, remember.
Yeah.
Remember.
Right.
Remember the prayer. Remember the sermon. Remember the tract. Remember the one that come to you and begged you to Christ. Remember, remember. You'll remember it all. You'll remember it all. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. You'll go to hell remembering, and you'll see the cross in your mind, and you'll see the Savior on the cross, and you'll hear the blood drip as it formed a pool at the bottom of the cross, and you'll hear every drop as it dropped for you, but you said no.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. This ain't a game. This ain't religion. Huh? It's true. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. There's no peace in hell. There's thrashing and there's, I don't even know how to describe it. You're seeing some of it. I fixed a video just to try to give you. That's what man has painted. And I wanted it on there going over and over and over. Because it's real. Huh? You'll see some of the pictures. Who's in the shadows? Who's that in the shadows? Huh? Is that you? Is that your wife? Is that your husband? Is that your children? Who's in the shadows? Huh? Who is it? Is it you? Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go. There's no peace there. There's no happiness there. You're not going to be committing sins there. All the tough guys. Oh, I can't wait till I get there and I'll find me a woman and get me a cave. No, you won't. You'll not be committing no sin there. No, no. No, it'll all be done. There'll be nothing there but an eternity of regret, an eternity of remorse, of sorrow, of hurt. Oh, I'm sorry now. But no, it won't do no good.
Right.
It won't do no good. You say you're trying to scare me. No, I'm just telling you.
Right.
I'm just telling you this morning. Huh? Think about it. Memory's there, though. Oh, the memory. The memory, huh? There's no release. There's no parole. There's no escape. There's no pardon. Huh? There's no annihilation. There's no mercy. There's no grace. There's no love. There's no help. There's no friendship. All but they'll be friends. But there won't be no friendship. Huh? No relief. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go. Please don't go. Some of you today will go to hell. Some of you today are already on the road to hell, and that's what's going to happen. You're just rejecting. No, I just can't. I just can't be saved. You're going to go to hell. But the sad part is that some will follow you. Some's going to follow you to hell. How do I know? Because it says right here in the scripture. It says here in verse 27. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify to him, lest they also come into this place of torment. There's going to be people follow you to hell. Listen to me, moms and dads. There's going to be children that will follow you to hell. You're going to go to hell and there's going to be children follow you because you rebel and you defy God and you want to live your own life. You go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. They're going to follow you to hell.
Yeah.
They're going to follow you to hell. Are you hearing me this morning? Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. They're going to follow you. There's friends that's going to follow you. There's family that's going to follow you. There's workmates that's going to follow you. Huh? Are you hearing me this morning? Are you listening to me this morning? And then yet people say, yeah, I know. Didn't I preach to you last Sunday when Jesus talked to Nicodemus and said, you know, yet you won't accept it? Are you hearing me today? Please, don't go to hell. So sad to say that some are in hell. Listen to me. It's so sad to say this morning, but there's people in hell right now because of us. There's people in hell right now because of us. We lived a stumbling block in front of them, saying that we were saved. Lived a lie, and they died and went out in eternity without God. Then there's some that we sinned with. And God showed us mercy, and we trusted Him, but our partners and our buddies, and they didn't. And we led them to hell. Not only just moms and dads and children, grandparents. My papa was my hero. He was my hero, and whatever he would have told me to do, that's what I'd have done. Had he been a lost man and would have told me to sin, I would have sinned and never questioned. How much I respected him. What he said was right. If he told me the sky was green, I'd have went to school telling everybody, y'all's crazy, the sky's green and ain't blue, and my papa said so. That's how much I loved him. But I'm glad my papa told me that there was Jesus. And there was a way, and there was a cross, and I believed that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But they're so sad that there's going to be people go to hell because of me. Now I know that there'll probably be people in heaven that's got saved under my ministry. I know that. That's wonderful. But to think that somebody's in hell because of me. Please. Don't go to hell. Please, don't go to hell. Are you listening to me this morning? You don't have to do anything to go to hell. Did you know that? If you're only born, just born, you'll go to hell. Just being born, you end up in hell. You must be born again.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? You don't have to do anything to go to hell. Just remain as you are. You can live any way you want. Are you listening to me? Everybody look at me. You can live any way you want. And go to hell. And go to hell. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's stopping you. But to be saved, you're going to have to turn around. And you're going to have to place your faith in Jesus Christ. You need saved today. Jesus died in our place. We know that. You know that. I've tried to tell you that. I think of the story, and we're about ready to finish up here. Just listen to me. We're going to sing a song here in a minute, "Just As I Am Without One Plea. That thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come." That's what we're going to sing here in a minute. But I want you to listen to me right now. There was two preachers, E.J. Daniels, and I don't remember the pastor. E.J. Daniels was an evangelist, and he had preached in revival, and he went with the pastor to make a visit. The pastor said, I want you to visit this home. He said, Just want you, I'm not going to say nothing about it, just want you to visit this home. And he said, well, let's go. He said, well, we got to wait. He said, we want to wait till school's about out. And he said, then we'll go visit. Well, the buses was running, and they went and knocked on the door, and a lady opened the door. And she was the most horriblest looking woman, E.J. Daniels said, the most horriblest looking woman I've ever seen. He said, I've never seen the sight. He said she wasn't nothing but scars, no hair, just horrible looking. Said her fingers was all, had little steel pins sticking out of her fingers. Just a horrible look at. Said they sat there and said she had just such a loving spirit to speak to, and just so friendly and kind. And they sat there talking, and she was talking about how she loved the Lord and how good God was, and she was in that mess. And here come the kids off the bus. The kids run up on the steps and in the house, and they throwed their books down, they run over her, and they climbed on her lap, and they loved on her and kissed on her. And just, I mean, just like she was just chocolate. I mean, just all over her. And they visited a little bit longer, and then the preacher and E.J. Daniels left. And they said, I don't understand. He said, there's got to be a story here. He said, how them kids stand to love on that woman like that. He said, that's the most horrible, gruesome sight I've ever saw. And he said, well, let me tell you what happened. He said, a couple years ago, he said, the house caught fire where they used to live. The gas line had busted. And said, the mommy run in, and they was in bed, and the mommy run in their rooms and gathered them up, and she would bring one out wrapped in a blanket and lay it over in the yard, and bring the other and wrapped up and get it in the yard, and the other, and all three kids. And said, but when she came out the last time, the kid was fine, but she was on fire, and her hair was burning, her clothes was on fire. And they worked with her, and they finally got her going again, and it's just the way she is. Said them kids realized what mommy had done. And said every day, all they want to do is sit on her lap and hug on her and love on her and tell her how much they love her. But I got one better than that.
Amen.
Yeah. I was lost and undone.
Yeah.
And I was in a prison house of sin. And it was on fire.
Yeah.
And a loving Savior come in.
Yeah.
Oh, he picked me up. And he brought me up out of the fire and set me up. And now, for eternity, when I see Becky, let me tell you, I'm going to see scars and prints on his hands and on where he suffered hell for me, where he suffered on the cross. And you know what I'm going to do, Hope? When I get there, I'm going to get him and I'm going to hug on him and I'm going to love him and thank you. Oh, for saving me. Can I tell you this morning, it's as real today, and you don't want to go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Please don't go to hell. You need Jesus as your Savior. Come to Him. Get out of your seat and come. Many years ago, I was preaching revival at the Miller Baptist Church down in Allen, and we'd had a meeting, and Henry Howe ran down the aisle screaming as I preached on hell that night. He ran down screaming and said, oh God, save me. I don't want to go to hell. Do that today. Whatever it takes, you come. But please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Come on, Clark, you get us a song right now, just as I am. I'm not going to ask you to bow your head. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm going to ask you to come to Jesus this morning. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell this morning. Let's stand right now. Cheryl, you go right now. Let's sing right now. I need a piano going right now. Let's go. Listen to me. Just like you are this morning. Just as you stand there, just exactly as you're standing, you come. Let's sing right now, right now, right now.
Just as.